Here at the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference, I'm speaking with Rob Ryder with Monsanto. And first of all, Rob, thank you. You all are one of the major sponsors here at the CUTC. Tell me a little bit about the message you've got for participants here in this technology conference about what Monsanto's doing.
Sure. As a member of Monsanto's R&D organization, I'm always excited to be able to get in front of corn growers and share with them a little bit about our, you know, what's in our pipeline and how we see corn continuing to improve, and certainly a great opportunity to also hear how other parts of the industry are working to contribute to not only improving and being able to produce corn more efficiently, but then also how do we develop new market opportunities and new ways to use corn, you know. And I think it's a just a great way to see corn sort of from the beginning to the very end in terms of how to produce it and then ultimately how to use it.
Well, I know that one of the things that you have been working on and you've talked about in terms of a future goal down the road is increasing yield and productivity. Tell me about some of the plans that we hope to accomplish in coming years.
Right. So one of our key objectives is to help growers ultimately double their yields by 2030. And, you know, we think that there's a lot of technology available to do that. We're contributing to some of that through our biotechnology pipeline, bringing products that ultimately are going to help to increase yield through our breeding programs. And then certainly working with others in terms of how do you, you know, more efficiently help the farmer be a better farmer, right? So I think there's a tremendous amount of innovation in farming still that's emerging and continues to be developed. And we want to help growers be the best they can be.
Well, and also, and our keynote speaker mentioned this, some of the challenges to feed the world on a continuing basis in the future includes things like use of and availability of fertilizer, for example. So when you look at increasing yield, you also are looking at more efficiently using resources to create and produce that crop too.
Yeah, absolutely. And the two that we're very focused on are both nitrogen, because we see great opportunities, and there's been a lot of great talks already today on nitrogen utilization and how do we get more out of the crop with the same amount or less nitrogen. And then my team is in fact working particularly on water use. So how do we squeeze more crop per drop? So.
Well, I know you're also on the program here, and I just want to make sure that anything that you brought to your presentation here that you might want to point out to people.
Just the level of investment and technology that's now being used to solve some of these problems is really, it's unprecedented, and the amount of information that we're able to both develop and take advantage of really, really tremendous, and I think it's going to solve some really difficult problems, but problems that we need to solve.
Well, thank you very much again to Monsanto for being a sponsor here at the CUTC. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.